October 9th, 1991.
My name is Romeo Gandolf. I'm 27 years old. I read and write English. I'm making this statement freely and voluntarily. No one has promised me anything to make this statement. I understand that this statement is being videotaped while I read it.
Muriel sat across from Squirrel in the interview room as he finished his videotape confession of the murders. Is that all there is to your statement, Mr. Gandolf? She asked when he was finished.
Yes.
And is that statement in your words?
The detective over there, he helped me.
But does this statement reflect your best memory of what happened on July 4th, 1991?
Yes.
And did anybody hit you or threaten any violence against you to get you to make this statement?
No, not how I remember.
She asked Rami if there was anything he wanted to add.
Still and all, he said, I just can't believe I done nothing like this. I'm not the kind to hurt even a fly. I never done nothing like this before.
He put his head into his hands. We're going to discontinue taping now. The time is now 12:32 a.m. on October 9th. When Muriel nodded, the tech killed the light. A copper from the watch desk came to put Rami back in the holding area until 6 a.m., when they'd take him down to the House of Corrections. What'd you do to him? Muriel asked Larry when he was gone.
Nothing. I did my job.
You're pretty amazing, she said. Larry smiled, like a kid. Greer had arrived outside during the taping. At 1 in the morning, Harold was clean-shaven with nary a wrinkle in his starched shirt. Hands on his hips as he addressed Larry, the commander did not seem completely pleased with his detective. He asked first how Larry had found Gandolf.
I got a tip. Doper in the jail said he saw him with his cameo.
And Gandolf had it on him when you grabbed him.
Yep,
Larry nodded several times.
What about the sex? Greer asked. You won't wear it?
Not yet. Is there an accomplice?
He says no, said Larry. When he realizes we're talking about the needle, you're going to find out. He's not taking a long walk if he's got another name.
Greer contemplated, then finally offered Larry his hand. While he was at it, he shook with Muriel, too.
Very good work, he said.
When they separated, Muriel walked outside toward the parking lot with Larry.
I'm starving to death, he said. You want to eat something?
She was reluctant to abandon him again. He'd looked like she'd stabbed him the other night outside the jail. Then she thought of something perfect. What about paradise?
Great.
Larry hadn't been able to share much with John on the phone, and had promised to connect when he could. John was supposed to be at the restaurant all night. When they got there, John emerged from the kitchen, holding a spatula.
Is it true?
He pointed to the radio, which was next to the register. When they said yes, he took a seat on one of the stools. He fixed for a moment on a darkened patch in the paneling, then dropped his face into his hands and broke down completely. Glossy with tears, John began thanking both of them obsessively. It's our job, John, Muriel kept saying as she patted him on the shoulder. But she nearly wept herself. She and Larry moved toward the tables. They lingered near the booth where Louisa Romardi had been murdered and sat simultaneously on either side.
I hope you noticed I haven't mentioned Talmadge, Larry said.
Until now. Larry tipped his chin down so he took on an inquisitorial look.
You're going to marry this guy, aren't you?
It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and Larry, whatever he was, deserved nothing less than the truth. Years from now, she realized, she'd identify this as the moment she'd made up her mind. That's my best guess. Larry sat straight back against the blackish planks of the booth. He'd just told her what she was going to do, but he looked astonished.
What if, I told you I was sick of my own shit, he said. What if I told you I'd actually started figuring stuff out? Would that matter to you?
Larry, she said,
I think I know what I need in my life and what we have going. There's a lot there.
There is. But Larry, I don't think we can take this any further, Muriel said. I can't. I'm not there now. Larry felt his breath burn in his lungs. I'm gonna feel like such a dip if I actually cry. Muriel leaned across and touched him. Come on, Larry. Jesus, this has never been for keeps. Come on.
That's what I mean, Larry said. It should have been.